Yes, sir.
You wanted to talk to me about that railroad thing?
I did, right.
I talked to Volpe last night. He gave me the pitch.
Well, I'm having second thoughts a bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
On the basis, number one, of what Chuck tells me about the truckers and how they will help. Number two, on the basis of what Volpe tells me about the very serious railroad economic situation that he feels can be averted by this. I've done some independent checking, and what Volpe tells me does check out. We have some railroads right on the edge of reorganization. And this,
why is Volpe says Flanagan is opposed to it? Why is Flanagan opposed to it?
Because he wants to get these three basic deregulation reforms in the transportation industry, and feels that this particular piece of legislation is the last best chance of getting those.
Well, can we?
No, we won't get them.
Well, then we have to do this.
There's no chance of getting them.
Well, then why do we have to be so obtuse then?
Well, the only reason that we would not support the bill is for the reason that you and I discussed, the appearance...
Big business?
Pardon?
Of bailing out big business?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Volpe says there are a lot of railroad workers, right?
I'm sure that's so. And you can rationalize it on the basis of jobs and so forth. The feeling that I have is that there's an economic necessity for this that can be argued from an insight standpoint. We have to face this thing as an economic reality.
I see.
And that's the reason for my second thoughts.
Right. 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 Well. I think it may not be all that big a problem on the big business side. I don't know. Of course, Penn Central and the rest has been...
Well, if you don't feel strongly on that point,
Well, I'm concerned about it, John, but it seems we always have this problem.
Right.
You help anything to save jobs, and you're helping business. So if you feel that...
If you give me a little latitude on this...
All right, sure.
Unfortunately, today is the last day for action, and what I'd like to do is negotiate it through this afternoon.
Right.
And then make a call on it.
Well, you would make the call, you mean, to the people involved?
I'd let Volpe do the execution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way we do it is for Volpe to write Staggers a letter.
Right.
Now, there's no sure thing. The bill still may not move. Staggers may keep it bottled up for his own reasons.
Right. Good. Incidentally, one other thing. I was noting in the Post some piece with regard to the fact that Richardson apparently had recommended that we oppose this giveaway to the state, you know. And
we're getting that straightened around. He's going to have a press conference.
Is it true or not? I mean,
no, it's
understand.
Not, it's not true.
I'm totally against the goddamn
thing. I understand.
Thing,
and
I understood we had no choice.
Richardson's having a press conference this morning, and he's taking a very firm position for a lid.
For a lid?
Yes, sir.
How can we lid it, though, at this point?
Well, we by legislation.
Well, ask for legislation putting a lid on it.
Right.
But pointing out that we had no choice.
That's right.
And, did we delay a month, actually, or not?
No. Now, you see, what they had was two leaked documents out of a series of about a half a dozen. And they wrote a highly distorted story on the basis of those two documents.
And it was leaked out of HEW?
Right. And so Elliot is going to set the record straight today.
Well, this Volpe, does Elliot have any idea who leaked it?
I don't know that. But he's highly exercised about it.
He knows it's not true, does he?
That's right. He's gonna get it set right.
Well, that's good.
We've been on it this morning.
I knew when I saw it, I would rather laugh because I thought, my God, this is one that we couldn't feel more strongly about.
That's right.
If anything, we would have been doing it the other way.
We're notifying Ogilvy and Rockefeller's man that he's making the statement this morning, so we're covered there.
That's fine. Okay, John.
Good.
Okay.
Right.